If you've been doing a lot of work on yourself and your personal growth in terms of applying the tools that you've learned, tools like EFT, manifestation, breath work, and meditation, to name a few, and you found that those tools are no longer working, then this podcast is for you. And it's not that the tools haven't been working and they haven't been successful. It's the fact that you've evolved and you've journeyed to a point in your growth where you're ready for something different. And you will be feeling that and hearing that from deep within you, from your soul. I'm Melinda Cates. I'm the creator of the I Make a Difference journey, where I walk with and guide people through the human and soul map, supporting them to understand all the different parts of themselves and the approaches to take to work with each part of themselves so that they can journey back to who they truly are, where they reunite their human with their soul so that they walk together and you can express your full potential in both. Now, the tools that I mentioned, breathwork, meditation, to name a few, these are really important tools for people in their personal growth, especially for their human self. And actually, they're only for their human self. And the reason being is because we have a lot of emotions. We have a lot of energy that goes on. We have a lot of conditioning in our beliefs and thoughts and expectations and judgments. And all of that can get really overwhelming, and it can become really complicated and even really complex. And it can be hard to navigate through that or even understand what's going on. As well as we need reprieve from it sometimes. We need to be able to support our nervous system to manage all of the processing that goes on internally as part of our personal growth journey. And I know I spoke to a woman recently who was in a space where so many emotions were coming up and memories and so many thoughts, and there was anger, and she was worried and even concerned, if not scared, that she was going to fall apart and lose control. And so breath work really helped her to regulate her nervous system. She meditated every morning, and it was powerful and it worked for her, because what she was doing was she wasn't in a place to be able to work with herself effectively, so she needed external tools to be able to do that for her, to help her get through her day, to help her get through this period of time where she wasn't strong enough in herself at that point. I know for me, I learned meditation in my early 20s, and I was an emotional mess at the time. I was feeling all sorts of things now, and it would go from sadness to anger to happiness in very short periods of time. And the people around me almost got scared of me. The thoughts in my head were, there were so many conversations that were attached to those emotions. And I screamed out for some help and some reprieve. And my mum taught me meditation. And meditation was brilliant, because I was able to get to a place in me where I had some quiet and stillness. And during that time, I so needed that. But over time, what I started noticing was that my emotions were being suppressed by me meditating. And how did I notice that? Well, each time I meditated, it was when I was starting to feel emotions coming up. So I was actually using it as a comfort tool, as a suppression tool, and an ease tool. That's not wrong. I needed that for that period of time. But as I grew, as I evolved, I needed something different. I knew suppressing my emotions wasn't the right thing to do. So I actually gave up meditation. And through that process, and with all the clients that I've worked with, I've got to see that we reach a place in our growth, and it's like a threshold where the tools have got us to a point where we now are connecting more to what's going on inside of us. We've opened up a bit more of that connection to our soul, our true self. and we're starting to trust ourselves more. So our nervous system, our body, our emotions, our mental state are starting to be able to manage more effectively what we need to do with ourselves. You see, the tools that you have learned help you work on you, and they're from the outside and you work inwards. But when they stop actually working or stop having the same impact, or when you find yourself repeating the same reactions and things aren't changing, and when you start asking yourself, have I gone backwards? Am I doing something wrong? Why is this not working anymore? These are signs that you've been called to something deeper within you. It's where your soul starts calling you to start moving more inwards, to actually start working from the inside. And instead of using tools, you become the tool. And I know that's not a great phrase or term for it. So you become the instrument of your growth. You become the key influencer of it, or the only and main influencer of it. And it's where you, instead of working on you, you work with you. You work with your human and your soul, where you begin to work with your human, starting to learn to trust your soul again and feel safe, where you understand what's going on inside of you, why you're experiencing it, and you find the answers within you, because yes, every answer you need for your growth is within you. And you find those answers and you work with that. So you become the key being that heals you, that unravels your conditioning, and guides you back to reconnecting to and reclaiming your soul and all the natural elements of who you are. All the tools you've been working with, they have worked. You're not going backwards. You've evolved and grown to the point where you're now ready to go inwards, to trust your soul more, to listen to your truth, to find the answers in you. And as this incredible young lady that I've been working with, who's 18, as she said to me, Melinda, I really want to learn what's next, because the tools I've been using, she'd been using EFT and breathwork and meditation, but she said to me, those tools, they were brilliant at calming me, at soothing me, but they were actually resulting in me becoming dependent on them, which meant that I'm going to have to use them for the rest of my life. There's got to be more, which is why she was walking with me. And as we have explored, it's where you become the individual that is the being that heals you, that guides you back to who you truly are. So if you have any doubts around what's going on for you, know that this is a sign of your involvement and that your soul is calling you to go to a deeper and far more powerful place within you, a place that will support you to be more self-reliant, where you actually are the healing that is needed for your system. You are the unraveling and you are the truth. And this is part of why I created I Make a Difference, is to support individuals to be able to reunite their human and their soul so that they work together and walk together, so that you become the whole and full being that you are. Now, if this is actually connecting for you, if this is something that you're feeling and hearing within you, and you want to have a conversation about it, then just send me a message with the word truth and I'll respond to you and we can talk. Or you may even want to click on the link below. I'm Melinda, and it's been an honor to walk with you through you exploring why your tools don't work and how you are being called to become the tool.